Then finally, while we've talked about stories of your parents and your upbringing and all, some would say, how did he come out of that? And you would often wish that your parents could have enjoyed the good times with you. Advice to students about not having to be a product of your environment, whatever, although you've talked about your father instilling in you some great ways to live. Do you talk about that?
Well, yeah, sure. You're what you are and what your family is. You don't have to make those decisions to be what they are. You're what you are and what you want to be, and you can be that. I think you have to prepare yourself. Education is a ladder to success, and how high you go and how far you climb in life is how far you climb the ladder of education. I firmly believe that. I've always encouraged students and young people to do it early on. Don't wait till late in life like I did. I arrived at a plateau in my profession, not because of academics. I did it because of a sports phenomena that occurs in this country. Athletics and sports is an American phenomenon. In most professions, it's how you prepare yourself academically for that opportunity and in those particular fields. The one thing I say to people, we're all given innate talents and abilities. Use them to the best of your ability. Don't waste them. And give it your best and compete in the classroom, as I've said earlier. Try to be the best you can be at all times and do it early on in life.
Would you say to athletes, don't plan on making it in the pros?
Certainly. Only 0.5% of any athletes that you talk to are going to ever have the opportunity to even have a chance to play professional football. I'm saying to all races, black and white, all ethnic groups, don't plan to play basketball and football. Plan on getting an education first. That is so important. And it's so hard today for young kids to believe in certain cultures that they're going to be CEOs or presidents of corporations or what, because they look so much to athletes and all sports, NBA and NFL, as leaders, and that's who they want to be and emulate. But let me tell you, your chances of being that are 1 in a billion. You need to think more about what you can provide for yourself and you and your family and make yourself a productive citizen the next 40, 50, 60 years of living. You do that through an education.
And you could have taken many turns in your life as a teenager, as an adult, those dark years after 89. None of us probably know how dark they were. But you kept on, and you knew you had to have a positive attitude. So as much as you won on the football field, you were just playing a winner in life.
Well, I tried to, and I've tried to present that message on to other younger people than myself. Hopefully, my relationship with my players, I've given that to them and been a positive influence in what they've done, what they've been able to accomplish.